Tired of listening to the same old playlists or podcasts over and over? Maybe it's time to mix things up. Try something new. Hit explore. Avoid the blah and the boring before you even put your headphones in. Add some fun in the mix. Say yabba dabba doo to a bowl of Pebbles cereal and enjoy by the spoonful. Fruity and cocoa Pebbles cereal. Less blah, more yabba dabba doo. Head to your nearest grocery store to buy Pebbles cereal today. The Flintstones and all related characters and elements. Copyright and trademark Hanna-Barbera.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Feel like I've been hit by a truck.
Yeah, I'm wrecked.
But is like the clocks change?
Yeah, I think it is. But I feel like I've been hit by a truck. That made me want to sleep.
But, like, surely it shouldn't have messed you up because you got an hour's less sleep the other night.
Yeah.
But so, that's the thing.
We see it in your head.
I don't know what it is.
Still, it's jet lag, man.
It's weird because I would normally feel my best, which is interesting because some people would be so tired after the weekend if they've been out and stuff. I always feel my best at work on a Monday because I've caught up on sleep across the weekend. I'm dead by a Friday, say, and then you get extra sleep and you're not getting up at that early alarm. And I feel like I'm in my Thursday feeling of tiredness today. If that makes sense.
I had 3 pints last night, so I am not. I'm like awake, but I think the 3 pints have now made me crash.
Don't know.
Ready to go.
It's a weird one.
Last night was the first time I actually went out. Like not out. Like I just went because it was such a nice day. So I was like, we have to go to the garden, the beer garden.
Yeah.
You couldn't not.
I don't know what's going on. Like, as in, I haven't napped now in a couple. Well, I think I had one nap last week, but I haven't really been doing that.
You have a Coke Zero.
Yeah, that's
and a flapjack.
See what I mean?
That's your breakfast.
That's Thursday behavior. That's Friday behavior.
Emma is a demon for a nap.
Yeah.
I used to be.
Yeah.
I don't really anymore because of the dog.
Oh, yeah.
I feel too bad. So I get home and I'm like, oh, I'll just hang out with the dog and then I just go to bed earlier.
It's better though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, when I don't nap, I sleep so well.
I'd only nap if I was absolutely desperate. And today, and you know the way normally then it improves and you get a second wind at lunchtime or whatever. But right now I feel like, God, if there was a bed there, I'd be gone in 10 seconds. Anyway, sorry for moaning.
Oh, yeah. Sorry for
just not tired. Moaning.
Having a great day, by the way.
Yeah, like all is
and
good.
It's another tired. Bright and amazing today, day. I stepped off the plane yesterday and I was like, I brought the good weather with me.
You did.
That's a nice welcome.
You've landed back in Lanzarote.
Yeah.
We were a bit bitchy on the show this morning. You might hear that later on.
Yeah.
Everyone was giving out to us and we got a bit fed up.
It's funny.
We were trying to do something nice for you. Yeah.
Apparently our boss is annoyed with us for being so rude on the show.
So rude.
But we're always so nice. Awful.
People who were mean to us also then replied back with laughing faces.
People loved it.
So, like, they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
They're poking the bear.
Yeah,
and the bear will bite.
And there was two bears this morning. There really was.
Yeah.
Listen, enjoy today's show. And
wait, just for historical purposes, today, mark it down, 31st of March, last day of March, the first day I didn't bring a coat to work.
Oh, I've been doing that for a while.
Huge.
No, it's huge, guys. Huge.
Tomorrow is
guys.
April.
Yeah, you always get into a warm taxi.
It can be chilly some days.
Yeah.
All right, guys, good night.
Okay, nice.
Wake up.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
What's the crack?
Welcome to a brand new week, everybody. We can do it.
Oh, nice one. Lads, how glorious was that weekend? The weather.
It makes I know it sounds such an adult thing to say, but it makes such a difference, doesn't it?
It makes such a difference to the head.
You really notice it.
And people are in much better form.
And there was heat in that sun.
There was heat in that sun. Speaking of heat in that sun, fair play to everyone who took part in the Dublin City Half Marathon
yesterday.
Oh my God,
yeah.
Unbelievable scenes all
Very
around.
Very good.
But I think people need to just stop doing that.
Yeah, I agree. Too many roads were closed because of his.
Well, you know what happened? It caused some inspiration.
Oh yeah?
In my friend.
Oh no, I hate when it does this to people.
Oh Jesus, when it does this to people and the phone starts going off. Why didn't we sign up for the half marathon today?
Yeah.
Because we're not fit.
We can't run a half marathon.
Because we can't do that. Okay, but I've just signed us up for the 10 mile run. It's 16K, so let's aim for that. I've just booked us in, so it's in Phoenix Park and it's in August.
For God's sake.
Right. You've myself as well, is it?
Signed you up as well.
Right.
Don't ever sign me up for anything that I can't eat.
So fair. As I can.
That's awful. That's
shocking. Awful. Stop doing marathons.
Here we go.
Em and Dave with you. Good morning.
Morning.
Late last week, we were minus our producer Callum as he was off on his solo holiday, which I believe we're going to hear more about after half past
yes,
eight.
Yes, I'm back to bring a bit of decorum to this
Welcome
show.
Welcome back.
Sure, it all went to pot without.
Well, look, we tend to do this on the show when someone is off for a few days because things can move quite quickly around here. We got to bring Callum up to speed on things that he's missed on the show Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of last week. Were you listening?
I was listening ever so slightly to one more tune on Friday.
Yeah, that's good. We called you.
Yes, and that was the only part of the show that I've heard.
Okay, that's fair enough. So no One More Tune features here, so we're good.
Did I win on Friday?
Shut up.
You know that you did. I absolutely know that you did.
Six in a row. Can't believe that. You all suck.
Bringing Callum up to speed here. In this first clip, Callum, during the shortest quiz on Friday, what noise did Dave ask caller Aisling to make? In this clip.
Aisling, here's your shortest quiz question. Do a noise.
Beep!
Sounded like you asked her to swear. Because that's not long enough. I was going to say the noise on the answer phone. You know, when it's like, please leave a message after the beep.
Oh, yeah, very good.
I don't know. A pig noise?
Incorrect, I'm afraid, Callum. Dave asked Aisling to make a train noise. A train.
Aisling, here's your shortest quiz question. Do a noise.
Beep.
Yeah, she could have went with choo-choo. She could have went with...
Did you give her some cinema pass?
Of course we did. Yeah, it was the shortest quiz.
She didn't deserve them.
Yeah, no, I would have made her give us.
To be fair, I don't know what a train sounds like when it's reversing.
Who are we to know?
Okay.
In this clip, Callum, why was Dave being really misogynistic in your absence?
Who's doing the washing up? Because you already know it's her. I swear my life.
I was going to say, is that something to do with the girly quiz? But no, because there's no girly quiz music in there.
Would you like to hear it again?
Yeah, go on.
Who's doing the washing up? Because you already know it's her. I swear my life.
Give me that page. If I say give me that page, I'm annoyed.
Yeah. Has Dave broken up with Pippa because of his misogynistic views?
Thankfully, you're very wrong, is right. That was a very ChatGPT Mother's Day.
Okay.
And AI was basically like, very sexist. Like, incredibly, incredibly sexist.
Everything we brought to that, including stuff that I prompted AI with, got really sexist for Mother's Day.
It was like things that I put in, things not to bring up on Mother's Day, like conversations not to bring up. It's like, who's doing the washing up? Because you know it's her.
Isn't that shocking? Out of AI in 2025. It's meant to be a modern thing. Right, Callum, in this clip, what could possibly have happened on the girly quiz to cause a reaction like this?
The whole nation is screaming at Dave. No way. Honestly, Dave, haven't you learned anything in the last 3 years? Dave, seriously, what was that this morning?
It was a bad day.
I can only imagine that you lost horribly. I want to say you probably got 3 out of 3 incorrect.
It wasn't that bad,
okay. Thankfully.
But on one question, Dave was asked about the causes of bloating when a woman is on her period.
Okay.
And here's what he came up with.
Maybe the fallopian tubes get bigger or something.
Oh, would they get bigger?
I don't know. You need to clean out the eggs and all, don't you? So more liquid down there because it's doing the washing, you know?
It's doing the washing. The washing is taking place in the uterus, apparently, around that time.
Yeah, it was a bad day, Callum. It was a bad day.
Never changed. No, never
thank
died.
You.
My favourite.
The whole nation is screaming at David. No way.
That was because I had one option and I went with that one.
In the last 3 years. Dave, seriously, what was that this morning?
A bad day.
It was a Washington.
Real bad.
We'll have a better week this week.
Yeah, welcome back, Callum.
Thank you.
Yeah, we missed you.
It's good to be back.
It's Emma and Dave. We've been telling you over the last couple of weeks that Dave is having an adult kids 30th party. Woo! At Jumpstone in Santry on the 8th of April, and tickets tomorrow. But after 8 o'clock this morning, we're giving away the first pair of tickets to Dave's class. We're so excited for it. His adult kids' birthday party, so make sure you're with us from 8 a.m.
Going to be wild. But first, I had a very wholesome weekend.
Wholesome?
So let's all try together. 1, 2, 3. Wholesome. Yeah. Friday night was dinner in Pippa's house with her, what seemed like her entire extended family. And then I dropped some of the family home because I'm great. And because of that, Pippa treated me to 2 drinks in the pub.
That's very nice.
Wholesome. All right. Saturday night was a crazy one. I was in work until 6 doing some bits. I came home. I cooked dinner. It was chicken Kiev and chips. I watched the Forest game. Watched Forest beat Brighton on penalties, which was great. Watched the Alan Partridge movie. I was in bed asleep by 10:30.
Wholesome.
Weeks ago, I told you that I had a new football team, and it was Pippa's cousin's football team, right? Kill Celtic. Okay, so I don't mean to brag, but the second I became a fan, they won the league.
Right, it's just your influence.
It's just my influence.
They're like
that's
under
all I'm
13s
saying.
Or something, are they?
They're under 12s, yeah. Right. So basically, I went to the unveiling of their new pitches yesterday, the Dara Plunkett pitches, and the unveiling of a new bench in his name as well. So basically, Dara was Pippa's cousin and godson who passed away last May. So they wanted to do something for him in his favourite place, which was Kill Celtic football pitches. So it was opened by Dara's brother, Rian, in a ribbon-cutting ceremony that took a while because whoever supplied the scissors was not playing ball at all. They were really, really bad scissors. Yeah, bad scissors. The bench was
That's
made...
very touching.
And this is, speaking of touching, right, the bench was made by these guys called Natural Stone Ireland, right? And when they heard it was for Dara, they gave the whole thing for free. And I thought that was, it was a real community thing. It was really, really nice. The sun was out, the team went and they played against Salins, and then the team gave me a jersey, an actual Kill FC jersey.
Because you're a fan now.
Because I'm a fan now. And I will not be taking that off. So I think that gets a... wholesome. Very, very wholesome. And then lastly, I picked up Granny yesterday.
How is she?
She's in very good form. I brought her to ours for dinner that Mam did cook for Mother's Day.
That's not very wholesome Mother's Day.
But we then went up to the attic. Apparently Dad's doing a job in the attic. And he says, like, go up and have a look if you want anything, because it's getting the boot very soon. So I went up and we read some old yearbooks and things like that. I look absolutely terrible. Do you want to see a photo of how I graduated? Luckily, we work on radio and I can't show you this.
I think this will probably go on the spin Instagram story.
No, this will be going absolutely nowhere. Okay. I don't really understand.
Sum up your reaction in one word, Callum. I'll do the same then for those listening.
Okay, here we go. I don't know why I have a comb over.
You look like a dictator.
You look like Alan Partridge.
I do look like Alan Partridge. It's one of the worst things I've ever seen.
Maybe
can we
speechless.
Please put that up online?
We'll have to put that up online because
who
it's,
is that man?
Yeah, it's quite bad.
Who is that child?
So anyway, we read some yearbooks with Granny, and then we sat out in the sun and chatted about Trump and his tariffs. Wholesome.
Fabulous, Dave. Listen, this is brand new from Doechii. Well, the song's been around a while, but it might be new to you this morning.
This is Gotye.
Yeah, I know. You would think it does sample somebody that I used to know from back in 2011-ish, I think. But it's very kind of introspective lyrically. Check it out. New Doechii. This is called Anxiety. You're on Spin.
Anxiety, keep on trying me.
Spin's fully charged.
Recharged.
That Gotye are making a few quid off that, though. That's
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, I hope so, yeah.
Doechii, that's called Anxiety. You're listening to Spin with Emma and Dave. I'm not sure if you're aware, because this is brand new, but there's a class new event, the Red Bull Urban Sprint. It's coming to Dublin and it looks unbelievable.
Yeah, it's very, very cool. Basically, it's a brand new urban obstacle course race and it's designed to push speed, strength and stamina, and it's going to take place at Dunleary Harbour on Saturday, April 12th.
Sounds right up my street, you know, because I'm so fit.
Stamina, the two of strength? Us, we would smash this.
Oh my God.
Like, we signed up for it last year and they were like, sorry lads, no professionals.
You're too good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. And you know yourself, everything, all jokes aside, everything that Red Bull does, they do so well.
I've been getting a load of Red Bull stuff coming up on my like For You page and stuff, and they do all the cool stuff. Like they're the ones that do like the box race. Do you know what I mean? You have to build your own car. They're the ones that make like, how long can a plane fly if you just make the plane?
Do you know, is it Inishmore, one of the Aran Islands anyway, they do that diving event.
Oh yeah, cliff diving.
The cliff, unbelievable.
So cool. So their events are absolutely deadly, and you know that if it was boring, Red Bull wouldn't do it.
No, they wouldn't.
So this is going to be a bit of crack, and it's a 16 obstacles over 1.7 kilometre course set against the stunning backdrop of Dublin Bay, and you can register now at redbull.ie/urban-sprint.
Oh my God, interesting. So 16 obstacles, but actually lengthwise it's not like it's doable.
No,
1.7 km.
Even I could run 1.7 km.
Yeah, so I wonder what the obstacles are.
Yeah, I think they'll be tough, but I think honestly it looks like deadly crack.
Look, this is happening on the 12th of April, and if you want to take part, we do have a pair of tickets to give away right now, plus we'll throw in a crate of Red Bull and a 100 euro voucher for the Red Bull store. There's also like cool Formula 1 merch there as well.
Yeah,
so if you want to win, all you got to do is tell us what the song is that we've kind of thrown around in sort of an obstacle race-esque situation. And just need to WhatsApp your answer over to us on 087-711-103.
Okay, let's have a listen.
Yep.
Now wow. That's tough. That is tough.
That is difficult though. Let's listen to that again.
Okay, that's really, really tough. Okay, who do you think that is? What is that song? Your name, answer, and location at 087-711-1038. What is that song? It's really tough.
Deeper than I've ever known.
Control.
One more time. Get in for your chance to win. That's so cool. The Red Bull Urban Sprint, your tickets, the 100 euro voucher for the Red Bull store.
And a crate of Red Bull as well.
Nice one. Station, I was mentioning on the show last week, I was up to 90 in preparation as my boyfriend Jack's parents were coming to visit and stay with us for the weekend.
Yeah, I'm excited to hear about this.
That was great. We had a whopper weekend. It was so much fun from start to finish.
I seen you tagging the mother on Instagram.
Oh yeah, me and Karen are good pals now. Yeah.
Oh my God. You take brown nosing to a new degree. It's unbelievable.
What does brown nosing mean?
You lick ours.
Suck it up.
Yeah.
Tagging her. She put up a story of her, right? And she tagged her. And I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah. I did, yeah. I'm sure to see.
How many followers I have?
No. But basically, Jack's dad is unbelievable when it comes to like any sort of like handiwork. I think back in the early stages of his career, he was in the RAF and he used to like fix all sorts of everything, cars, planes, all that kind of stuff.
Very cool.
So there's jobs since, you know, my housemates moved out of the house and Jack moved in that are kind of on the list for the landlord for a while. So they landed in at like 7 o'clock on Friday morning. Obviously, I was in work.
And he was put to work, wasn't
he? By the time I got home, in no particular order, here is what Jack's dad had fixed around the house. Fixed the toilet roll handle back onto the wall.
Oh,
two
nice.
Door locks, sorted because they're a bit dodgy. He fitted a coat rail, fitted two shelves, fixed the bin drawer that was wonky, fitted two loose toilet seat covers back on, and then he also went through my IKEA drawers that are in absolute bits and they look brand new.
Oh, like, my
I've
God.
I just picked them up from IKEA. I was like, did you just do that this morning? He brought a toolkit. He brought it
Why?
With him.
Oh,
because
God.
He knew that there'd be stuff that needed doing around the house.
You just know that Jack was onto his dad. Dad, she lives in a hole.
what am I doing here? Yeah, yeah. Because I've kind of been saying to Jack across the week, like, any joy with those bits, you know, because Jack was like, sure, I can do a few of them, whatever. And then on Friday when everything was done, I was like, did you deliberately hold off on all these shops knowing that your dad would do it? And he was like, yeah, I did, yeah.
I did the exact same only a couple of weeks ago. I'd fixed the toilet seat because it was like moving.
Funky save,
and so I screwed it back in and I sorted it, and it's absolutely like, it's solid as a rock now. Mm. You couldn't move that, honestly. Yeah. It's an immovable object. But I then was walking around the thing, like throwing the screwdriver up and down and catching, but like, what else can I fix?
Yeah, when you're at it, like, yeah. The wardrobe that I'm using at the moment, like on one of the shelves at the bottom, there was just, you know, like the knob on it had come off or whatever years ago. And I just went in this morning, like, to use the room to get something out of it. And I was like, oh, he fixed that too. Don't know how, don't know what glue you need. It wasn't nailed or anything, but it's done.
It's done. That's great.
He can come back to visit any time he wants.
I think you picked the wrong... You should have went for the dad, not the son.
Here's Rave Lynne and Love Me Not at Spin. And all this week on the show, we're giving you the chance to get your tickets to the Red Bull Urban Sprint. It's happening in Dunleary and it looks unbelievable.
Yeah, it's very, very cool. A brand new urban obstacle course race designed to push speed, strength and stamina. Three things I don't have. taking place at Dunleary Harbour Saturday, April 12th, so make sure and clear your schedules for that. Basically, it's 16 obstacles over a 1.7 kilometre course. So the 1.7 kilometre course, definitely doable. The 16 obstacles, I don't know what they are. Maybe they're going to be like a little bit tougher.
A 1.7 kilometre walk, perfect.
Yeah.
But this is Red Bull, so I'd say the obstacles aren't just challenging, I'd say they're really fun
Very, very true, yeah.
So we have a pair of tickets to give away, plus we're going to throw in a crate of Red Bull and a €100 voucher for the Red Bull store. And there's also like really cool Formula One merch and stuff like that over there. Basically what we did was we put a song through an obstacle course. You've been trying to work out what that song is, and Sabrina thinks she knows. How are you?
I'm good.
Now Sabrina, if you're in touch with us this morning, I would say that you are a fit lady.
Are you, Sabrina?
No, I'm getting ready for work.
No, but are you a fit lady? Like, do you run?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so this is up your street.
This would be something you could do.
Yeah.
Okay, very cool. All right, well, Sabrina, basically, we put a song through its paces and through an obstacle course of its own, and it sounded like this. Sounds like whatever that is, they're listening to it on a Walkman.
Yeah. In very broken. Water,
yeah, very, very broken. Sabrina, what is that song?
Dua Lipa, Training Season.
Dua Lipa, Training Season. Let's have a listen to see if she's correct. Sabrina, nice, congratulations. It is Dua Lipa and Training Season. So you have won those tickets for the brand new obstacle course. And it looks unbelievable. The Red Bull Urban Sprint, along with a crate of Red Bull and also €100 to spend at the Red Bull store. How cool.
Thanks so much.
So come here, you're going to take this on 1.7 kilometre course.
Yeah.
Okay, unbelievable. Well, listen, enjoy it. Best luck with whatever training is needed.
Thanks
for
so
something
much.
Like that. And fair play. Talk to you later, Sabrina.
Good luck, Sabrina.
Thanks so much. Have a good day. Bye.
You too.
Bye-bye. Just having a look at the website there. One of the obstacles is like, you know, those, what would you say, like army nets? Are they?
Oh, it's one of them.
Cargo nets, but they're on like, they're on an angle, so you got to climb up them. And then, I don't know if you've seen them do them before, instead of climbing down them, people just throw themselves down and then roll down.
I love
that. Looks so cool.
That sounds like fun. And I was just literally on Facebook there for 2 seconds and Red Bull came up, but it was like just these lads doing, what do you call the, when you run up things and you jump off
buildings. Parkour.
Yeah, parkour. Thank you. That's the word I was trying to think of. Parkour.
What is parkour?
Parkour is just where you literally free run, and it's like you jump over obstacles, jump over buildings and
you
stuff.
You see the guys like just, like if I ran at the window now and bounced off the window, that's parkour.
But there's something there to protect you at the bottom.
Hold on, here we go.
No, the parkour. Parkour! That's parkour.
Oh, right! And you run up against the wall.
Yeah.
Or you could
I'm not smashing through the window.
But out the window. I was like, no, Callum, that sounds really dangerous. Don't do that.
Yes, Red Bull are going to throw you through the window.
That's what I thought you were getting at. And there's like a big...
We're going to get an email. Hi, guys. Please don't say that the client will throw you through windows.
Another chance for you to win with Red Bull tomorrow on the show for the Red Bull Urban Sprint. We'll do it around the same time.
Nice.
Just before 7:30 here on Fully Charged.
Hello there. I've been away a couple of days. And I've got a quick question for you because something has taken over my life whilst I was away in Lanzarote.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And I just want to see if you listening and you two in the studio know any of these names, if they make any connection for you, okay? Tim Cheese.
No.
No, okay. Marvin Beek.
No.
No.
Simon Claw.
Simon Claw.
Yeah.
No.
Justin Cheddar.
No.
They sound like theme park.
Agent 5.5.
No, man, you've lost me. What was in the water there in Lanzarote? Are you all right?
John Polk.
but you shouldn't do. You shouldn't be drinking the ice in Lanzarote. It's
not good for you.
Like, it can kind of throw you off a little bit.
So you don't know Tim Cheese, Marvin Beek, Simon Claw, Justin Cheddar, Agent 5.5, and John Paul.
No.
Are they crisps?
I think I'm going to have to come back to this tomorrow morning just after 9.
Ah, no, come on.
No. After 9 o'clock tomorrow morning,
I'll
tell you.
That's ridiculous.
There's a whole backstory.
Wake up.
Spins fully charged.
We play the hits. This is Spin.
You wake up in the morning.
Spin is on.
Hello, welcome.
Hey, what's going on? How are we?
And Dave, what's the crack?
Happy Monday. Welcome to a brand new week, lads. Do you know what? Spotify has fallen off. It has fallen off so, so badly.
Spotify has? Yeah. In what way?
Well, one, whenever you want to unlike a song from your, like, save playlist or whatever, it's like, what, you want to take it off? And you're like, I just want to take it off altogether. And you're like, are you sure? Yeah. Okay, well, click this button. And now click this button. And now click this button.
Yeah, it used to be, I never really was into the favourites thing, but I know a lot of people would use that as their main playlist in the car.
See, like, if you're ever on, like, a plane or something, you need to be able to listen to music. That's your liked music will download to the phone.
No, I get that. Yeah, I just have a playlist. But, like, I know for so many people, it's just so frustrating to be like, just let me remove it in one
so
tap.
So annoying. But then, there's this feature called Discover Weekly, right? And it's where you just discover new tunes. And it'll show you tunes that it thinks that you will enjoy. What I think is they should be new songs and stuff, you know what I mean? Things like, hey, you might like this because it's new from a band you like.
Mm.
Here's what I've got on my Discover Weekly in the last 2 weeks.
Okay.
The Killers, Somebody Told Me. A song by Hannah Montana.
Oh, classic.
That I don't recognise. Good Luck, Babe by Chapel Roan.
Yeah, that's not exactly anything that you need to discover. It's already very in your face. And it's no discovery there.
No, it's already kind of played on radio all the time. And then the latest one, which is this week, it just refreshed. And I was just like, right, hopefully this week will be a bit better. JoJo, Too Little Too Late.
Oh, wow, I've never heard of her.
Isn't that a new artist that you've just discovered? Yeah, congratulations.
Yeah.
What is going on?
It's
falling off so much.
The only thing I really use it for these days is an audiobook and a podcast.
Yeah,
the
you were saying
are good.
The audiobooks are on it.
Yeah, they're all right. They're good.
Every time I search for an audiobook, it's like locked or something.
Really?
Yeah, it's like you have to buy it. I don't know where to buy it.
No, there's a lot of them would be free, which is decent. And then obviously other ones would be a small enough fee or whatever. And that's kind of good. But I think what Spotify have done is they're trying to do everything.
Right.
I think. They're trying to do audiobooks, podcasts, music videos. And now you find that if you like an artist,
they're
telling
you to sell. Focusing on one thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They
do
should.
Do one job well. Even now they're trying to push tickets for people. So it's like, oh, this person's playing in Dublin soon. Do you want to buy tickets?
Right.
And they're redirecting you over to Ticketmaster. It's like, stop doing so much, Spotify.
Yeah, yeah. No,
Calm down.
It's a bit annoying. Well, do you know what? Well, radio will never ever charge you, except for OTB. Don't listen to it. A week from tomorrow, we are doing something monumental. Hell yeah. Tomorrow is the beginning of April, which is my birth month.
You're one of those people now.
I'm one of those people. It's my 30th birthday on the 22nd of April, but we're going to have a party on the 8th of April to celebrate that 30 years old.
And the reason for that is because it's when Jump Zone is available.
Yes, exactly. Basically, I'm fed up of, you know, grown-up 30th birthday parties with the dinners and the dressing up and stuff like that. I decided to throw the biggest kids adult birthday party ever, or adult kids birthday party, right? Exclusively for adults, right? We're taking over Jump Zone in Santry, which is Europe's biggest inflatable theme park. It's happening, as I said, Tuesday, April 8th at 6:30, and it's booked just for us. And I want you to come to the party as well.
Myself and Dave went up there last week to get some social media stuff. It is the most fun ever.
It's the best crap.
I was stuck in traffic on the M50. I was a few minutes late, but the time I got there, Dave was pink.
I was sweating.
From running around and sweating and doing bat flicks, flips and having the crack.
What my favourite thing was, it was like two of the lads that were there were working on the Jump Zone. We're like, hey, follow us and we'll show you this. And then they just jumped away. And I was like, this is gas.
Like, because the floor isn't the floor in the whole bloody place is bouncy castle.
Yeah, so I was trying to like walk and be like, pretend to be cool. They just jumped and hopped and skipped away.
I was frolicking around the place.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Like a lamb.
Now, not only is it just Jump Zone and just like the inflatable
bubbles and things like that. But there's also going to be the 360 photo booth there on the day, with thanks to Reese from RoundSnap 360. You got your face painting thanks to Amy at the Painted Cauldron, and Dream Balloons are providing the candy floss on the popcorn, which I am absolutely over the moon with.
These are all legends who got in touch with the show last week saying that they want to be there, so thrilled about that.
So it's basically everything is sorted. The only thing we need is to start inviting people.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And this whole thing is, it's strictly for adults. That's over 18s only. Tickets are going to be available for free tomorrow morning, right? So we're going to tell you how to get them on the show just after 8. You do have to bring me a present. Just keep that in mind.
It can be worth a euro.
But we want to get the first person sorted with tickets this morning. And all you have to do is send us a birthday emoji. If you would like to come to my 30th, happening in Jump Zone on the 8th of April, send us a birthday emoji and you could be the first receiver of tickets to my 30th.
Okay, sounds pretty good
to
me.
I'm excited. Now, the people who do message, you know, we'll send you the link first, so you can sort your tickets for tomorrow. So you'll just have it. You know what I mean? You'll have
it's
those
not live yet, but
not
it'll be
live,
an easy out-click.
But you'll have the link for tomorrow, so that when we give the call tomorrow, you don't have to worry about where's the link and stuff like that. We'll have you sorted today if you send a birthday emoji.
Yeah.
So if you want to come to my 30th birthday, which is, by the way, the most self-indulgent thing I've ever done and ever will do, I promise. Okay? But I'm like, do you know what? Beck it. I'm 30. I'm allowed to be self-indulgent. This is a big year. I've had 30 fantastic years. Let's celebrate it. So, if you want to come to my 30th birthday in Jump Zone, April 8th at 6:30, then please send us a birthday emoji, 087 711 1038.
But there's a catch!
A catch?
There's a catch! I come with a catch!
Okay, go on.
If we call you back, you having sent a birthday emoji, and we call you back, you can't answer the phone saying hello.
Oh?
You can't answer the phone saying who's this. You gotta answer the phone saying happy birthday to
you. Oh, my first birthday surprise.
Or the happy birthday song, which is happy birthday to whatever one suits. Happy birthday, or the other one.
Or the other one.
But don't answer saying hello or we move on.
What about the Marilyn Monroe one?
What's that one?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Was that for like John F. Kennedy or something?
Happy birthday, Mr. President. Happy birthday to you.
I think that'll do as well.
Yeah, that'd be sexy.
Do your best Marilyn Monroe impression if you want. Didn't think I'd ever say that on a Monday morning, but here we are. Your birthday emoji to get yourself to Dave's big party.
Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to
me. Yeah, happy birthday to me. I'm sick of 30th birthday parties where everyone has to get dressed up and go to dinner and all that kind of crack. So I'm 30 this year. I'm going to have my own adult kids themed birthday party. It's happening in Europe's biggest inflatable theme park. That's Jump Zone in Santry, Tuesday, April 8th at 6:30. It's time to find out who the first people who are getting tickets to the party is.
We did get a message in a couple of minutes ago because we were talking about Jump Zone in Santry and how you went to Jump Zone last week. And Emma was talking about how the staff members were bouncing around.
Yeah.
I said I frolicked like a lamb around the floor because it's a bouncy castle floor.
Yes, and then someone messaged being like, Emma, it's trampolines at Jump Zone, not bouncy castle.
Who is that?
Silly
I've lost
person.
I've lost their name, but don't think you're so clever.
Okay, there's no trampolines in Jump
Zone. Zero.
It's all bouncy castle.
The floor is literally, I keep about to say lava. The floor is literally all bouncy castle floor. It's so fun.
It's so big. Like, it's genuinely bouncy castle land, but there's places I haven't gone to or seen. So I don't know what's there fully. Do you know what I mean? But I spent an hour there. I feel like I've mapped out the floor. I didn't see a single trampoline.
No, I don't think there's any trampolines on.
So there you go. Very excited.
Lots of
bouncy castle. You know what's interesting? Trampoline makes you bounce, and bouncy castle makes you bounce. So, like, they're both really bouncy.
But yeah,
anyway,
that'd be the point.
That'd be fun. Like,
what are you trying to say? Sorry, say that.
I'm trying to say that the person who was like, "Oh, Emma, you're wrong." I'm like, "But don't worry."
Oh yeah,
it's still bouncy.
Yeah, it's still bouncy.
If there was no
it's
bounce.
Just wooden floors.
It's not like concrete.
It was hopping around.
Basically, you get a space hopper when you arrive in.
Listen, we told you we want to give you your free tickets to Dave's 30th. We're going to put them all out there tomorrow, and we'll send you the link back if you have sent us in a birthday emoji for Dave's. You can get in there nice and early tomorrow morning.
But let's see who's the first person to get tickets to this party. By the way, the most self-indulgent thing I've ever done.
We said we'll give away a pair of tickets first thing this morning. The thing about it is you've got to answer your phone a particular way. We told you this a few minutes ago.
Yeah, no hellos.
So let's get on with this.
Hello, Emily speaking.
Lilia. That was disappointing.
Where's my happy birthday, Lilia?
Oh, I'm so sorry.
You don't even want to come to the party, do you?
You're not even that bothered, Lilia, are you? I'm so sorry, but we needed that song, Lilia.
Sorry, Lilia. Have a great day.
Sorry.
Try and get your tickets like tomorrow. Okay, bye-bye. Okay, let's go again.
Not a great start.
Come on. A particular way you got to answer the phone to get your free tickets to Dave's Adult Kids 30th.
Hello?
Jesus, I don't think anyone's arsed about this party, Dave. No one wants to come.
Liliana, you were meant to say happy birthday to me. Do you remember?
Oh, yes, happy birthday.
Yeah. 10 seconds too late, Liliana.
Try and get your tickets tomorrow, girls. Sorry.
Next time.
See you later,
thank
Liliana.
Bye.
Liliana.
Yeah, what are the chances of that? All right, let's go again. Come on.
Your call has been forwarded to voicemail.
Brilliant.
The person.
Fabulous.
Who's that? Lidiana?
That's Courtney, actually.
Oh, right. Okay.
So it was nothing to do with the names of Lily and Liliana.
All right, come on. Let's get the fourth time lucky. Come on.
We need people there.
Yeah, we really
so
do.
Much fun.
Happy birthday to you.
That'll do. It's my first happy birthday of my 30th. Kira, thank you so much.
Hello,
Kira. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
How exciting is all this, Kira? Jumping around jump zone as a fully grown adult. Oh,
Kira,
so
will you come to my birthday party, please?
I would love to come to your birthday party.
Yay! Our first guest! Fantastic. Kira, I can't wait to bounce with you.
I can't wait more.
That sounds way worse. When I said it, it sounded better in my head.
Yeah.
HR will be there, so no worries. But Kira, thank you, and I'm so excited. Don't forget to bring me a present.
I won't.
Okay, lots of love, Kira.
Bring him an apple,
thank
Kira.
See you on apples. April 8th at 6:30.
Perfect.
Bye,
see you then.
Kira. Bye.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Our first guest, finally. At least I won't be a loner at my own party. I'm really, really happy with that. So Kira is the first person to get tickets to the party. Very exciting. Tomorrow morning at 8:10. All right, we are going to give you the link to get those tickets. However, if you want the link now, because the tickets aren't live yet, you can't buy them yet, you can't get them yet. But if we send you, if you want, we can send you the link. So send us a birthday emoji. We'll send you over the link so that you can have it ready. You won't have to go into Google and be like, what is it? Spin1038.com and all that kind of stuff. You won't have to worry with that.
Lots of people think this radio station is called Spin 103.
Exactly.
So it's just
bad.
Confusing.
Yeah.
So look, if you send a birthday emoji of any kind right now, we'll send you back the link. You'll have it on your phone. 8:10 tomorrow. We'll tell you when it goes live. Click that link. Get your tickets. See you in jump zone. Yeah.
Don't forget to bring me a present.
That's the one. I think a banana. He loves bananas.
No.
Loves a banana, our Dave. 8:10 tomorrow morning.
Banana boat.
Make sure you're with us on Spin.
Do you know what I'm hearing all morning? Basically, right, I'm having my 30th birthday, okay? I'm having it in jump zone. April 8th, 6:30. Tickets going tomorrow if you want to come, because you're invited. Just bring me a present. And people are like, it's not bouncy castles and jumps down, it's trampolines. I'm like, no, it's not. They've changed, okay? And then people are like, there's two jump zones. Actually, the one in Liffey Valley is all trampolines, not bouncy castles. But we're not going to the one in Liffey Valley, are we? That's why we're saying we're going to the one in Santry. And then Suzanne was like, jump zone Santry used to have trampolines before they got bouncy castles. That's yesterday's news, Suzanne, okay? God's sake. Do you not think I've done my research for my own party?
I said a while ago on the show, I went to visit it last week, it was really cool walking on the bouncy castle floor. It's not bouncy castle floor, it's trampoline. Can everyone calm the F down here, please? We're trying to have a bit of crack
with
you.
It's a bouncy castle birthday that you're invited
to. Like, it's the most tame thing we've ever done. Of all the things you could be bitching to us about, you're giving out to us about an opportunity for you as a 40 or 50 or 30 year old to have a bounce around on a Tuesday evening. Get a grip.
Dublin Travel. With Just Eat. No time for breakfast? Get yourself sorted on Just Eat.
Trying to have a bit of a laugh.
No matter what, you won't be able to walk on the floor, whether it's trampoline or bouncy castle. It doesn't matter. It'll be soft if you fall.
It'll be fun, like. Do you know what I mean?
Fun.
Giving out.
I'm cancelling it if you keep going. I'll turn this car around.
There's so much you could be given out about around here. And it's the kids' party for adults.
Like the traffic. God, what's that traffic like on the bloody road?
Oh,
roads.
Let's drive people mad, will we? Emily, what's going on?
So, starting off, as you might know, producer Callum was away a few days last week. He was in Lanzarote.
Lanzarote.
Yeah, so I was talking on the show a couple of weeks ago. I went on this Lanzarote trip because I was meant to go with my girlfriend.
Yeah.
But we, of 7 years, but we split up a couple of weeks back and I didn't want to lose out on the flights and everything. So we cancelled the couple's hotel and I was like, I'm still going to go on my own. And we kind of did on the show, oh, would you go on your own or would you not? Wait, is it a little bit sad? Because I had a couple saying, of...
I'd probably be a little bit too sentimental for it so soon.
Yeah.
But vast majority was like, go on the holiday.
Yeah, a couple of my friends were being like, oh, it'll be a little bit weird, a little bit lonely. And then a load of other people will be like, it's going to be the best thing that you ever do. Do it. So I am back and I did really enjoy it. I would advise just like 4 days was perfect.
Okay.
Because I was on my own and I didn't really strike up a load of friendships. But I just kind of want to talk you through my day-to-day itinerary and how I felt that. So I went on Wednesday morning. The flight was at 6:10, which was absolutely horrible.
Yeah.
Because I had to get up earlier than work.
Yeah.
But it was great knowing that when I landed, you just finished the show. And I was on holiday.
Yeah.
There was a real smug feeling with that, on that. So on Wednesday, I kind of just explored the area, went to the beach, went to the pool.
This is Puerto del Carmen, is it?
Yes, in Lanzarote. And had some great drinks that were like €2.
Yeah, amazing.
Phenomenal. I can see why people go there. I met more English and Irish people over there than I would do over here. It was like being back at home. And then I went for dinner on the first night. And I brought a couple of nice shirts and smart trousers and everything.
Very nice.
And not... but you say this, and not to get, oh, woe is me, but I did get a little bit sad on the first night.
Of course, yeah.
Because it was the first time that I'd gone out for dinner, and I looked across the table, and there was no one in the seat opposite.
It
kind of got me in the feels, and it really hit my confidence a little bit.
Yeah, see,
and
this I was is like, I say, you're never alone when you have a phone. So
well, I was doing that.
I was doing that,
and I still kind of just felt, I was just like in the middle of the main course, and I was just like, oh, my heart hurts a little bit here.
Yeah,
I was like, I feel a little bit sad. So I went back to the hotel room and I was like, oh, I read the book and fell asleep in tears. No. but then I woke up the next morning. I was like, I can't let this affect me. I can't be all sad all holidays.
That'd be miserable.
Yeah. So I just like, it's a new day. Went for the buffet breakfast, strolled around, enjoyed the beach. And everything like that. And then on Friday, I went for a coach trip.
Did you?
I booked a coach trip.
I was like, typical, he couldn't just chill out. He needed an itinerary. He needed to do something.
But you know what? In a situation like that, if you were feeling like that, it's good to get a few plans in place, keep busy.
And that's exactly what I thought, because I had nothing in the diary. So I was like, I'm going to book a coach trip. And the coach trip took you around like the Volcano National Park.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and some like lagoons.
Good time of year for that as well, because it's bearably hot. Yeah. In the heat of summer, like that kind of stuff. Too much.
It was stunning. And then on Friday night, I went out for dinner again, but I went to this kind of bar rather than a restaurant. Okay. So I was like, I'm going to scale it back a little bit and go towards this bar. And then they were doing a quiz at 9:30. So I was like, I'm going to stay in there. I love a good quiz.
Same.
Rubbish at those quizzes because they were all 60s, 70s music.
Yeah.
But I started making friends.
Yeah.
So
and, the 16, 17 year olds.
Yeah. Like there's all these people coming over and there was this couple from Surrey who were in like their 60s.
Okay.
And there was no tables apart from the table that I was at and I had 3 empty spaces. So they're like, do you mind if we join us? And I had the best night and it was fantastic. And then on Saturday I did a lot of pools, like just stuff by the pool, and then Forest were playing in the FA Cup.
Yes.
So I went to another bar and got chatting to Burnley fans.
Nice.
And we just had a bit of football banter and things like that. But now I feel like I am the person with the knowledge of whether it's weird to do things on your own or not.
Okay.
So this morning on the show, what I want you to do is 0877111038. WhatsApp us some activities to do, any activities on their own, and I'll give you the official producer Callum ranking of whether it's weird to do the activity on your own or not. So for example, the quiz on your own, I was fine with that. Going 10-pin bowling on your own,
a
little bit weird.
Gotcha.
So 087...
Renting a tandem bike.
Like impractical, not even weird, impractical. So 0877111038 this morning. Just send a load of random activities. It could be something that you've done or something that you've come up with. And I will give you, and this is gospel, the official producer Callum ranking of whether it's weird or not to do on your own.
I like it.
Okay, 087-711-103. Even said like an emoji of, I don't know, running or swimming or something like that, perhaps. So producer Callum was away last week on his own, recently going through a breakup, and there was a trip in the books. But nope, he decided, I'm going to go on the trip regardless. And he now feels like he is the god of ranking if things are weird to do alone or not, on the back of the activities he took on while he was in Lanzarote.
I think that's a fair thing to say.
I wouldn't say god, I'd rather say sensei.
Yeah.
But we'll go.
Say it's fine. Lots of people getting in. All we asked you to do was send us an activity, and producer Callum, now the official ranker of if things are weird to do solo or not, will talk you through what he thinks of this. Kira, what are you saying? What's the activity you want to bring up?
Axe throwing in Frankfurt.
Very specific.
Very specific. Axe throwing in Dublin, I don't think weird on your own. Going specifically to Frankfurt for axe throwing is kind of weird.
No, see, I disagree.
No, because I did what you did. It was my first solo.
Really? Now, here's why I don't think it's weird, because no one knows it in Frankfurt. Do you know what I mean? So you can do whatever you want.
So, Kira, were you booked with somebody to go to Frankfurt for axe throwing, and you decided to go on the trip on your own, or was it just a Frankfurt trip generally?
I was booked to go somewhere else and we split, so I just went to Frankfurt instead.
You landed on Frankfurt, the business capital of Europe.
Well, I'm obsessed with you, Kira. Did you have a fun time axe throwing in Frankfurt?
I did, and I met a friend there and we went for drinks that night.
Unbelievable.
Win-win. Okay, I take it all back. The producer, Callum Rankin, says, not weird.
The only argument I'll have for that is, like, if someone sees you axe throwing on your own, do they think you're practicing for something?
I was actually the only one in there, so all the staff were really nice.
Oh, deadly.
Oh my God, you were their only customer of the day, Kira. That's the way to do it.
Well, Kira, do you know what? You've really influenced me. I now want to go axe throwing on my own in Frankfurt. Thank you very much.
It's worth it.
Bye, hon.
Have a great day, Kira.
Bye.
Talk to you later. Kieran is there as well. Hello.
How are you, lads? How's it?
Good.
Come here. So producer Callum is now apparently the god of decisions when it comes to things to do on your own.
I was listed.
What's your activity?
Camping, lad. Callum, give that a go.
Camping.
Camping alone, 100% not weird. And I will tell you the reason why. When I was a kid, I used to do this in my mum's back garden on my own for an entire week, and I absolutely loved it.
Have you ever gone on a trip with someone?
I never had a girlfriend.
Kieran.
But I suppose, looking from the outside, camping can be looked very weird.
It can a bit, yeah. But only if you do that in bushes. Do you know what I mean? It's fine if you're in a tent.
I won't choose a location. You do.
I'd say it's quite a zen experience camping solo. Kieran, thank you, sir.
Good luck, Kieran.
Thank you, lads. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Talk to you later. Okay, Callum, I'm going to bring you some as well.
Okay, let's go
for it. I'm curious. Let's start with the base one that's talked about a lot.
Yeah.
Cinema trip.
100% not weird.
Not weird at all.
Not weird. I will do that.
I agree.
Holding hands.
Weird.
And to do on your own. Yeah, well, you'll be on your own hands.
Going deliberately to a karaoke bar on your own for karaoke.
Oh, kind of weird, like mid-range weird. Not completely normal, but also not completely weird.
But also,
weird.
If I had a friend who did that, I'd be like, respect to you.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay. Throwing some hoops in the park. Some basketball hoops.
Oh, no, that's lovely.
I think Martin Guilfoyle does that.
He does.
I think kind of working out, not weird.
Okay, very good.
What about a treasure hunt that was kind of set up and executed by just you solo?
Yeah, that's gotta be weird.
That's weird because I know where the prize was.
Yeah.
Arguing.
Arguing with yourself in the mirror, not weird. I'll do that 100%.
Do that all the time. Yeah. Okay, well, listen, I will come to you with any further.
Thank you very
hugging.
Much. Hugging.
Sometimes you gotta hug yourself.
Have a little hug to yourself.
Yeah. I don't know if the girls might know this, but instead of hugging, if you want to self-soothe, just hold your boob.
Really?
Yeah, hold your nipple.
See, I feel if you want to self-soothe, just hold Emma's boob. No problem, Callum. No problem. Rise and shine. Wake up in the morning.
Spins fully charged. Hello, what's the story?
Hey, good morning. What's happening? Welcome to a new week.
Welcome to a brand new week. You know what's very far away from where I live? Glasnevin.
Oh, yeah.
Very far away. My boyfriend Jack's parents were visiting for the weekend from England, and he had it in his head, I just want to see them to see the Gravediggers pub. I really want to bring them there.
Yeah.
And we were like, well, how are we going to kind of navigate getting our way there?
The 140 will take you straight there.
The 140, exactly. Yeah. But ugh, it was just kind of tough to navigate it. It was and incredibly pricey taxi home.
Oh no, you got a taxi. No.
We had to kind of in the end, just based on the fact that we were kind of with his parents, they were tired, they were kind of up and going at, like, in the early hours Friday, it was kind of hitting home, it was time to get home. But oh my God,
it's
the longest taxi ride, it felt like we were in it for hours.
Producer Callum gets a taxi every single morning to work, right? And I always think, as soon as I'm in a taxi, this is the most bougie I've ever been. When I'm sitting in the back of a taxi, I'm like, what am I doing? Just walk, even if it is to Balbriggan from town. What are you doing? Just walk.
A taxi is a very bougie experience.
It's very bougie.
I'm a bus gal. I'm a Lewis gal if I can. But it's a good walk.
I'm Lewis all the way.
Yeah, you're lucky though because you're close enough to a Lewis, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a good walk from a Lewis. So I'm.
But when I'm in a taxi, I'm like, lads, wouldn't call the Queen my aunt, whatever that saying means.
Until you sometimes get into a taxi and it stinks of cigarettes, and they've clearly just put one out before you got in. You're like, I'd rather be on foot or on the bus right now. Do you know what I mean?
No, I love it.
But the air freshener in this taxi that I was in the other night, I actually asked the girl, I was like, where did she get that? She showed me the spray she uses. Some people take such gorgeous care of their taxis, don't they?
Yeah, I once got in one, like, after a very, very late night on Camden Street.
Don't tell me you got sick.
No, I got in a Tesla.
Oh, wow.
And I got in and I realised it was a Tesla and I was like suddenly very nervous that I was going to get sick. I did not.
Open the window there, please. Let some air through. I think it's fair to say that Benny Blanco is everywhere we're looking at the moment.
Because he kind of scares me and he is everywhere. It's kind of scary.
I think I'm very much on the side of he has just been minding his business in the industry for a long time, doing great things. He's kind of in the spotlight more than ever at the moment because he's engaged to Selena Gomez. There's a lot of talk about Selena with the Justin stuff going around TikTok and stuff.
You can't deny he's a bit much.
Do you think?
Yeah.
In what way?
I think he's just he's very... what do you call that when you're just kind of out there and you're very, you know,
quirky?
Quirky. He's just.
They've been together since 2023, but in fairness, he'd be kind of known for being a little bit more humble and for being around for so many years. And until now, people not talking about him that hugely. Do you know what I mean? He's a talented guy, I think it's fair to say. He produced Justin Bieber's Love Yourself, Halsey, people in the press talking about the greatest of all time. His major hits he was involved in is like Britney Spears and Circus, California Girls, Teenage Dream, Katy Perry. He's done so much with Maroon 5, it makes you think, what was Adam Levine ever doing?
I didn't know that.
He's behind most of them. And it's mad to think that I did a little deep dive this morning because I've seen these articles people going, people are only now realising like just how many songs that Benny Blanco is behind. I've got a list, right? I'm going to keep it far away from you so you can't see.
Okay.
Look at the list of songs, and I've taken some of these out.
Oh my God.
And these are all massive hits that we grew up with.
Double-sided
sheet, 2 pages long. And with that in mind, I would like to play a little game with you, Dave, on was Benny Blanco credited on this song or not?
Okay, exciting.
Let's kick off with this. Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. This is Diamonds from Rihanna, released in 2012. Did Benny Blanco produce that song or not, David Hammond?
I think he did. I heard a fact about Benny Blanco the other day that all his songs were in 120 beats per minute. That's because he didn't know that he could change the beats per minute on the software that he was using.
Really?
So I'm going to say, yeah, he did.
Spot on. Did Benny Blanco produce this song? Start playing that song again, by the way. Doja Cat and Kiss Me More. Was he involved?
I'm gonna say yes, he was involved.
According to my deep diving of everyone listed on that song, he was not.
Ah, damn it.
However, this is just a game of luck, really.
It is.
At the end of the day. Was Benny Blanco involved in the production of this song from Kesha? Your love. 2009. Can you believe that? It's old.
Yeah, I'm going to say he was involved in that one.
Around that era, he did do a lot of work with Kesha.
Did he? Very good.
What about this then? SZA, Kendrick Lamar, All the Stars, 2011, 12, I'm going to say. No, that's wrong. Sorry, 18, 19, should I say?
I don't think he worked on that. I think that those producers would be... Yeah, I don't think they'd have Benny
Almost
Blanco.
Almost like Kendrick
that.
Lamar is like...
Yeah, like why would Kendrick Lamar need Benny Blanco? Do you know what I mean?
He's Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah.
Well, you're right on that one. Spot on. What about this from Dua Lipa?
If I was to guess, I'd probably say no, he wasn't involved in that one. I don't know why I say that, but...
Maybe you realise it's more than 120 beats per minute or something, perhaps? Well, you'd be correct in saying
that.
But he has
funny.
Worked with Dua Lipa in the past and she speaks highly of him. Particularly, he was involved in what you could argue was her big launcher, New Rules, back in the day.
Yeah, or Hotter Than Hell, I would say, is her the song that got her big because it was on a Boohoo ad at the time.
Oh, right. Yeah. That is. What about this then? You could argue one of the most powerful Beyoncé songs she's ever released from back in 2011. Was Benny Blanco involved or not?
I'm going to say yes, he was, but if you were to just throw that out at random and be like, do you think he was? I'd be like, nah, hell no. Why would Beyoncé need Benny Blanco? But I'm going to say yeah, just because we haven't had a yeah in a while. Hey!
Correct on that. Good theory. Well done. What about this then? I'm in love with the
shape of you. I know he did. Push and pull like
a magnet. Oh, you know he did.
Yeah, I remember seeing the video of the two of them working on this in a bus. Yeah, it was very, very interesting.
On a bus?
Yeah, they were in a studio that was on a bus.
Do you know what's weird, right? There's a video doing the rounds of Benny Blanco explaining how he was first introduced to Ed Sheeran. So like team of producers, team of managers, should I say, saying, Benny, there's this guy in the UK, he just released the 18. We need to work with him.
Yeah.
And so they were on this email thread and the first email that Benny sent to Ed, which is annoying because I hate it, said, I need to poop.
Oh.
It's terrible.
Who was that from?
That was from Benny to Ed.
See, that's what I mean. He's just eccentric.
There was just no need.
That's what I mean. He's too much sometimes.
He owned this in an interview and the interviewer was like, and he was like, yeah, it's funny, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
The next day, at about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, Ed Sheeran replied, me too.
Okay, yeah.
And then he said, ah, let's work together.
It's so quirky and so random.
Yeah, I know, a bit odd though. What about this, Dave? Oh,
I really want to get this. No, I don't think he worked on this.
Do you think maybe 120 beats per minute is a bit slow for anything Calvin Harris?
Yeah.
You'd be correct.
Yeah, look at that.
Yeah, no, I was like, oh my God, Benny Blanco was such a king. Like, he's behind everything I know. And then I realised what he said to Ed Sheeran in that first interview and I just thought,
that's weird.
There's just no need,
yeah,
is there, really?
Just a bit odd. Spins, fully charged. Recharged. A couple of months ago, I want to say, I kind of got scammed by Temu because they were like, hey, do you want 10 free items? And I was like, yeah, okay. And they were like, cool, just spend €40. But they only said that after I picked my 10 free items.
And then you were already hooked.
And I was all hooked and I got a load of stuff and they were all crap.
Did any of them work?
Yeah, no, nothing
really?
At all. I think I got one car phone holder and that was quite good.
Okay.
The rest were crap. Well, I'm sad to say it happened again.
Oh no, Dave.
I got a gift for 11 free items and I was like, surely they won't do it again. And
They did.
Yeah. They were like, hey, here's 11 free items. And I was like, deadly. And they were like, all you got to do is spend £30. So I did.
David.
And I've brought in everything I bought.
Oh my God, that's a large bag.
So welcome on in to Dave's show and tell. We start off with a pair of knockoff Uggs.
Oh, they're like slippers.
The slippers.
They're
nice. Two sizes too small.
Okay.
You can have them, Emma.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. I'm not contributing to this if I just take them off someone else's shirt.
No. Then we've got this. It's a shaving thing. You connect it to the mirror and it will catch all of the hair that you shave off your beard.
Oh, I'd love one of them.
It's absolutely crap. You can't see yourself shaving.
Right.
I don't really know how to describe this thing.
Oh, fun!
Okay, so it's like a multicolored ball that you can, when you
extract. Extract, is that the right word?
It's a bigger ball, and then when you put it in, it goes, it sounds like this.
It's kind of fun for, it's like a fidgety thing.
Yes, exactly. Speaking of fidgety things, we got a lot of fidgety things. I got a phone case that you can hold cards in, right?
Oh.
And just kind of slides in. Haven't put it on my phone.
But in a cool way, not like your typical dad's one.
Yeah, it's crap. I bought a game, right, where you put a penguin on a load of little ice cubes and you have to hammer the ice cubes, and if you hammer ice cubes too hard, all of the ice cubes will fall. The aim of the game is to keep the penguin on the ice.
Okay.
So I got that as well. I've got a pair of shorts which are really, really nice.
They're lovely shorts.
Except the string that, you know what I mean, to tighten the shorts is 2 metres long.
Yeah, so it's very long.
I don't know what's the point in that. What else have we got in here that's more for the penguin game? I've got this, I don't even know what to describe.
More extracting and moving from an oval shape to a circular shape.
It's what you call a fidget toy. It's one of those things where when you squeeze it, it becomes long, it looks like a sword, but it bounces around and it's a lot of fun, and your 4-year-olds would get a lot of fun out.
What is it? Is the SEO on Temu that, like, no matter, as soon as you go on Google for anything, it's like, you know, almost be like, oh, I'm looking for a therapist in South Dublin. They're like, Temu.
Temu, yeah.
It's like, how do you know? Like, what do you mean you have a therapist? Like, they don't. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're just everywhere.
You know what everybody body needs, Emma. What? Something to help strengthen their fingers.
Oh, that's nice.
And that's
nice.
Exactly what I've got. It's five holes and each finger goes into the thing and you stretch it out and it's supposed to make your hands really
good exercise
strong.
For your phone a lot, maybe.
I've got this little cone thing. It's another, it's a spiral cone and when you put the spiral on it, it goes down on the cone and it's great.
Do
it's
you know those videos on Instagram and stuff where you see like goo being yeah. really satisfying or someone putting their hands into something that's really nice and sandy?
Yes.
It's kind of like
I didn't get just one of them, I got two of them.
Oh, cool.
So very happy with that. I got this clicky thing. It's like a keyboard. Imagine a keyboard, but it's on a chain so you can put it on your keys and you just click it.
Oh, that's very nice.
And I really, really like that.
I don't like promoting this because it's not good, but that's really nice.
And then lastly is the best thing I got, right? Any idea what this is? It looks like a mini toaster.
That to me looks like a mini toaster, correct. Something that back in the day you'd put like your address book in, people's contacts or something.
Interesting. What this is you put your toothpaste in there and you roll it and the toothpaste will roll up so all of the toothpaste comes from the bottom of the packet so you're never going to run out of toothpaste.
Have you tried that yet?
Yes, it actually does work.
Wow.
Yeah, I'd imagine it won't work for very long. Mm. But because it seems quite flimsy, so that all of that was €30, and I think it's worth it. I'm having a ball.
Are you standing over your decisions?
Yeah. So that was show and tell on the radio.
Are you going to cancel any flights this year just to make up for the damage?
Oh yeah, big time.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Also money wise, I have no money left because I spent it all on Temu.
Yeah.
They keep getting me with this whole spend €40 for 10 free gifts, and you're like, ooh, exciting, and then you do it and you regret it. I refuse to regret it anymore because I'm gonna double down and say I had a great time with my toothpaste squeezer.
And sometimes you go, God, why aren't these kids saving for a house? Because I want to buy fidget spinners or whatever. This is very nice.
Millennials can save for a house, but they buy on Temu.
You're on Spin.
Get ready. Spin 103X Golden Ticket.
Hey, yeah! I'd be going, yeah, yeah.
Oh, all day if I won this.
I would. I'd be going through security at Dublin Airport going,
hey, yeah.
We want to send you to PortAventura. You can go on holidays for free this summer, this winter, whenever you want on us.
Do you know what's mad? Someone in the next 5 minutes could be going to PortAventura. Well, not like going, but like have
a quick
won a
turnaround.
Trip. Yeah, be quick. Yeah. I'm on the way.
Listen, this prize, all but thanks to Sunway, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company. And the prize on offer here is your flights, 7 nights at Pierre and Vacances Village, which is a gorgeous, it looks so, so, so nice.
Time to give it away, online. Though.
It's in PortAventura. All you got to do is kick back, relax, enjoy the sun. On to give this a lash this morning is Laura. How's your morning going?
Yeah, it's good. Just tired at the hour difference.
Yeah, I am as well. Is that what it is? That's why I'm tired.
I'm a bit groggy today and I have no excuse for it, really.
It's because
so maybe
that's
hours.
It. Do you know what? I felt like I was going to bed quite late last night because it was like 10:30 or something. And I was like, why am I not dead asleep right
if
now?
If the world was more fair, you should be able to start work an hour later on the Monday after a clock going, clocks going forward and then make it up.
If the world was more fair, the clocks wouldn't go forward or back at all, I think.
They just stay forward.
Are you pro the clocks going forward and back, Laura, or are you anti the clocks going forward and back?
Anti.
Yes, same as me. All right, well, because of that correct answer, you have won a trip to PortAventura. No. All right, let's see if we can get you there. This is Emma and Dave's Golden Ticket. Have you heard this game before, Laura?
Yeah, I think I have. Yeah.
You think you have. I'm going to give you a little refresher course just in case. 25 seconds are going to go on the clock and 5 songs and artists are going to play. You need to guess the 5 songs and artists within 25 seconds. If you do, you'll win that golden ticket to PortAventura.
Oh, God.
Now, Laura, if it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to mention one artist that's on the song. There's no skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know it, you can swap it for a different one. You can only do that once and you can't do it on the final song. So if you want to swap the song, just shout the word swap at any point. When you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next one. All makes sense, Laura?
Yeah.
Any questions? Because now would be the time to ask them.
No, so just the artist and the song.
The artist and the song, if you can,
and
Laura.
As quick as you can.
And we'll try help you out as much as we possibly can, all right, Laura?
Okay.
Last question, where are you from?
From Dublin, from Tallaght.
Laura from Tallaght, the
good
best
luck,
of luck. We got 25 seconds on the clock, and song one plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
I just woke up from my dreams.
Bruno Mars.
Yeah, what's the song called?
Do you want to swap? swap it, Laura?
Yeah, let's swap it out.
Who's helping you out there this morning, Laura? There's no problem with someone physically helping you out there at all. Once you give us the answer, who is it?
Oh, it's my friend Martin.
That's fine.
I
no
hope it's Martin Guilfoyle because he'll know all the songs.
No problem whatsoever getting some help, but just make sure it's you that gives us the answer, okay? The song you missed there, Bruno Mars, Lady Gaga, and Die With A Smile. But we're back to a brand new game. 25 seconds back on the clock.
Let's do it, Laura. A brand new song, one. Plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
This ain't Texas. Ooh. Ain't no hold'em. Hey. So lay our cards down.
Any idea, Laura?
Texas hold
him
up, Beyonce.
Yeah, let's stop the clock there. Texas hold him up, yeah, big fan.
Okay, your friend Martin sucks there. It's not called Texas hold him up, it's called Texas hold him, but that'll do the finest. That cost you 10 seconds, 15 seconds on the clock, 4 songs to go. Okay.
Let's go, Laura, with song 2. It plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock. You know I'm impatient,
so why would you leave me waiting outside this? Who's that, Laura? When it was like minus 4
degrees and I... Messy, lowly young.
Stop the clock. Spot on, Laura. Very good.
All right, girl. You've only got 5 seconds left, so you and Martin are going to have to speed things up, all right, as we crack into the third from last song, okay?
Let's go for song 3, Laura. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. I know sleep is friends with death, but maybe I should get some
rest. Because I've been out. Together, Mark Amber.
It was Belong Together, Mark Amber, but unfortunately the klaxon went, Laura. Your time is up. Very good, though. Were you? Was Martin doing all the work there?
No, Martin did nothing.
Martin was useless. Okay, all right.
Very good, though. It was Mark Amber. We got to song 3, which is genuinely really impressive, Laura, because not a lot of players get to song 3. Most people only get to song 2.
You know what, Laura? I think a bit,
okay,
bit of practice and you'd be flying it.
I absolutely agree. Yeah. Laura, did you have fun?
Give us another chance, will you?
Yeah, yeah. You try get on again and we'll hopefully give you another chance. Okay. But Laura, did you have a good time?
I did, yeah.
But that's all that matters, Laura.
Did Martin have a good time?
Yeah, did Martin enjoy it?
Martin was grand, yeah.
Yeah,
he did nothing, though.
Right, okay. Listen, Laura and Martin, talk to you later. Thanks a million.
Have a great day, guys.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Talk to you later. All right, listen, we got this. Let's just keep the faith. I hate when we get to this point where it's like, is anyone going to be able to
It'll go this week. It has to go this week,
but
surely.
You know
come
what's
on.
Interesting? I think for the last few games, we haven't had a second, like, someone with you.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a team effort situation. As we said, you can have help once it's you who gives the answer to us. All right,
you could have a whole boardroom meeting doing it.
Yeah, why not? If you're in that position tomorrow that you know around this time you're going to be with other people, then register and try and do it as a team effort.
Absolutely.
But make sure that you make it very clear and that you've written it down and everyone signs it that you would be winning the holiday.
Yeah, yeah.
No one else who's in the room. If you do want to register for tomorrow, your chance to win that gorgeous 7-night break in Fuerteventura, just message us the word golden now, please, and you could be on to win tomorrow.
How great would that be?
087-711-103. That's where you can get us on WhatsApp.
Spins. Recharged.
Obviously, we weren't here on Friday. We were finished up by the time the Electric Picnic lineup was announced.
Yeah.
Well, the headliners at this stage, and oh my God, have they smashed it or what?
You think, yeah?
What? If you have, what is with people online every year? I was then on it, it's useless. It's absolutely incredible. How can you have an issue with this lineup? Hosier, Chapel Roan on Friday, Joy.
Yeah.
Sam Fender, are you doing this on purpose or not?
No, I'm not. I'm honestly not.
Sam Fender and Fatboy Slim on Saturday.
Sam Fender was only here. Hosier plays every single year. Fatboy Slim, oh, is it 1995? Great. Kings of Leon, great. Sex and Fire, and the other one.
They've got so many. They have an abundance, Dave.
Chapel Roan would be good. It's a pity she's a melt.
Jeez. Sometimes you just can't keep your people happy. You have to just move on, don't you? Bring it on, I say.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.